In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, the peace and blessings of Allah. First part of the sermon being in Arabic. Praise be to the Almighty God who created the earth and the skies and daylight and night. So we praise him and we return to him and we surrender to his selected servant of God, Muhammad, peace be upon him. And his pure household, the infallible imams. I would like to offer congratulations on Eid al-Fitr to all of you, brothers and sisters, and the respected Iranian nation, as well as to the Muslims across the world. And I would like to advise all of us, you, the worshippers, and I myself, to observe piety, abstinence, and staying away from the sins, and protecting your soul. So the month of Ramadan this year, in the true sense of the word, has been an auspicious month. There have been divine blessings that pour down on this nation. And you can see the indications of those blessings in people's fasting and long, hot days. In the course of Quranic sessions that are spread all across the nation, in a great and magnificent prayer ceremonies, in which thousands of our youth, of the elderly, women and men, they raise their hand in supplication and prayer and spoke to their God humbly. In their donations, in their iftar ceremonies that have been extending out and spreading more recently in mosques, streets, and also in the great Quds Day rallies. These are indications of divine blessing and grace. The fasting people who spend the night before on the occasion of the 23rd month, the 23rd day of the month of Ramadan, the Qadr power nights, people staged a vigil all through the night in prayer, and then the next day, in a hot summer day, while fasting, they participated in this magnificent demonstration. Well, this is the right way to get to know the Iranian people. This is what Iranian people are. This is the people of Iran who, during the months of Ramadan, when it comes to prayer, they act that way, and also when it comes to confrontation against the arrogant powers, that's the way they act. So that our people should not be heard about through ill-wishers' mouth. You should learn about our people through looking at the people themselves, their slogans, to their deeds, to what they do. This is what the people of Iran are. And what the enemy, through a propaganda, tries to portray about the Iranian nation. And there are also some biased people who repeat the same image, is actually distorted and wrong. The people of Iran are the very same people who displayed various aspects of their characteristics during the month of Ramadan. Hopefully, today you will receive the past record of your performance and on the Eid al-Fitr ceremony, you will receive your excellent report card from the God Almighty because of your good deeds. So hopefully, some of you will also be awarded, in addition to a good report card, you will be promoted spiritually. The slogans of the people of Iran indicated what directions they're heading for on the Quds Day rallies. You heard death to Israel, death to the U.S. You could hear the whole nation who was shaken by these slogans. It didn't only confine to Tehran. The whole of the nation, you could hear that was covered by this great movement. So we ask the Almighty God to accept these prayers by the people of Iran. And we also ask God to send down His graces and unending blessings and pour them down onto this nation. And also we ask the Almighty God to our respected martyrs, as well as the late Imam, and all those who came to the support of these people, we ask the Almighty God to forgive them all. So that's the end of the first sermon. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, praise be to the Almighty God, and peace and blessings to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Peace and blessings to also the Imams,
وأمنائك في بلادك سلام وتحيات وتبريك.
Peace, blessings, and felicitations to the entire worshippers, brothers and sisters. I would also like to recommend piety. So the first, we're beginning the second sermon. The first point being the incidents in our region during the months of Ramadan and before that period, there have been some bitter incidents and mishaps. And they still are. Unfortunately, there are some sinister hands who, by their deeds, they gave a bitter taste in the mouth during the months of Ramadan in Bahrain, in Palestine, in Syria, in Yemen. Many of the Muslim believers and people, because of the wrong deeds of the enemies, they spent very hard days. They went through tough fasting period. So all of these incidents do count for our people. There's also the one point, and that's a domestic one, that's the issue of nuclear negotiations. There are a few points I would like to make a mention of regarding the same issue. The first point being, I would like to thank all those involved in the prolonged and breathtaking negotiations. The respected president, the negotiating team particularly, they really took pains and worked hard. The text that has been prepared through the legal channels anticipated, whether it is approved or not approved, well, they have done the right thing and they should have their reward. This is what I closely told our negotiating brothers. So in order to get this text approved, there is a legal course that has been anticipated that needs we need to go through this, and hopefully it will happen. So our expectation is that officials carefully and meticulously consider the interests, the national interests, and what they will be submitting to the people, hopefully that could be submitted to the in the presence of the Almighty God proudly. So the second point is that whether this text will be approved or not with the blessing of God, you will not allow any advantage of it to be taken. Well, we won't allow the disruption or harming of any form in Islamic principles, defensive capabilities and power, and the security of the country will be protected with the blessing of God. Of course, we know that the enemies, when it comes to this particular point, they're making lots of reference and highlighting it. The Islamic Republic of Iran, when it comes to safeguarding its defensive and security capabilities, in this air of a threat that enemies are creating, it will not surrender to the excessive demands of the enemy. Well, the next point is whether this text is approved or not approved, We will not stop supporting our friends in the region, the oppressed people of Palestine, the oppressed people of Yemen, the state and people of Syria, the government and people of Iraq, the oppressed people of Bahrain, the truthful of resistance fighters in Lebanon and Palestine. They will always be supported by us. Through these negotiations, also with the text that has been prepared, our policy regarding the arrogant government of the U.S. will not change in any way. As we have repeated it many times, regarding various global issues and regional issues, we have nothing to negotiate over with the U.S. Regarding mutual issues, we have nothing to speak about. Sometimes, on some exceptional cases, like the nuclear issue, on the basis of expediency or exigency, we have had some negotiation. That was has not been the only case. There have been some other cases already. In public addresses, I have made mention of those. So the U.S. policies in the region, they're totally different from the policies of the Islamic Republic. The Americans, when it comes to Hezbollah and the resistance in Lebanon, that are actually the most sacrificial defensive and national forces in that country, they accuse them of terrorism. So it couldn't be more unjust than this. Then in return, the terrorist Zionist state that kills children, that's being supported by the U.S. So with such policy, how can you have any deal? How can you enter negotiations? How can you come to an agreement? Now, in some other instances, there are also some points which we'll deal with elsewhere. Now, another point is regarding the what the U.S. has been doing the past few days, in the course of days after the negotiations, the U.S. officials, their statesmen, stateswomen, they have been actually making comments in different ways and trying to challenge, making some challenging statements. Of course, there's no problem with that. They're domestic issues. Force them to make such comments. They say that we took Iran to the negotiating table. We made it surrender. They said that we stopped Iran from making nuclear weapons. We got this concession and that concession and so on and so forth. Well, the fact of the matter is otherwise. Well, they say that we stopped Iran's nuclear weapon. Well, Iran's nuclear weapon has nothing to do with negotiations with the U.S. and other countries. Well, they themselves also are cognizant of the same. And they have sometimes uttered the importance of the Fatfari verdict, that there is a ban on nukes based on the Quranic verdict and Islamic Sharia. The production and stockpiling and use of nukes is actually banned, and we will never move in that direction. This has nothing to do with them, and it has nothing to do with the negotiations. So they want to, this is actually a fact, and they know that this is the fact on the ground. They do know that what stops Iran from producing and proliferating nukes is not actually their threat. There is this canonical ban, there is this religious ban, and they know the importance of this fatwa or Islamic decree, but they say that we have been behind it. They are not telling the truth to their people. Well, regarding various other issues, they're saying like that in the nuclear industry we have done this and we have done that, that we have made Iran surrender. Well, but you couldn't even dream of Iran surrendering. Well, five other presidents from the beginning of the Islamic Revolution to date, they have had this dream of bringing the Islamic Republic to its knees. Those presidents either died or they went down in history. They got lost. So you are also the same. So you will never see this dream of yours realized, to see that the Islamic Iran will be surrendered. Well, there was some point when the U.S. president was making the speech, and that was admitting to the past mistakes of the U.S. Of course, this is only a tip of the iceberg that was mentioned. He admitted that on Mordad 28, Americans made a mistake in Iran. He also admitted that in providing assistance to Saddam Hussein, Americans made a mistake. There were a couple of points that he mentioned. There are tens of other points that he didn't mention. For 25 years, the dictatorial rule of the Second Pahlavi was not mentioned. The tortures, the plunders, the massacres, the crimes, and all those disasters that were created, destroying the dignity of the Iranian people, trampling upon the interests, both domestic and foreign interests of the Iranian nation that was conducted by the U.S. He did not mention them. The dominance of the Zionists was not mentioned. The killing of passengers on the civil airliner by a rocket or missile that was fired from the sea. That was not mentioned. Many other points. There were a few points that he just mentioned, a few mistakes on the part of the U.S. Well, I just want to give them a few words of advice. Well, today, after a lapse of long years since the Mordad 28 incident, or since the eight-year war and the defense on the part of the Islamic Republic, now you're admitting to making mistakes. Now I would also like to say that you are making mistakes now too, that now you are in the wrong, in part different areas of this region, especially regarding the Islamic Republic and the people of Iran, you're making mistakes. A few years later, somebody else will come and he will mention these mistakes of yours that you're making today. The same way you are mentioning the mistakes of your predecessors, you're also making mistakes. You need to wake up. So you should get out of this making mistakes and you should come to terms with realities and facts. Well, in the region, there are great mistakes that they are committing. Now, what I want to tell the Iranian people is that the Islamic Republic, with the blessing of God, and with God's graces, is powerful and strong, and it has become more powerful every day. Well, It's been 10 or 12 years since six great governments in the world, in terms of economy and other resources, they're considered as the powerful nations of the world. Well, those countries have been sitting in front of Iran with the aim of stopping Iran from its nuclear industry. Well, they have expressed us that their main goal is that the nuts and bolts of the nuclear industry should be all open and done away with. Well, they have expressly announced the same to our officials in the past year. So for 10, 12 years, they have been trying to dismantle through all these struggles with the Islamic Republic. So the result is that these six countries have had to actually see the to tolerate the thousands of centrifuges working in this country, and they had to also accept to see this industry will go on in this country, and they have had to actually tolerate the continuation of the research, the R&D and development in this country. So the nuclear R&D will go on. The nuclear industry and the cycle will go on. This is what they had been trying in long years. And today they have put it on paper and they're signing that, but they have nothing against it. What does this mean? This means nothing except the power of the Iranian nation. Well, this is all due to the steadfastness of the people, the resistance on the part of the people, and this is all thanks to the courageousness and the initiatives, innovations of our scientists. So may Shahriari and Rezai Nejad and Ahmadi Roshan and Ali Muhammad and people like them, may peace and blessings of God be upon them, and may them all rest in peace, and also blessings be to their families and the people who stood by the righteous word. And there's also one more point that it will be the last one. I want to just make that point, and is that, well, this Mr. has said that he can destroy the Iranian army. Well, people in the past said that this is actually kind of when you're there's a proverb, when you're a stranger, you're not in your land, and you simply make exaggerated mistake comments. Well, I don't want to make a deal of that, but those who, they will hear this. If they want to understand and comprehend facts right, if they want their experiences, if they want to make best use of their experiences, they should know. Of course, we do not favor any war. We will not embark on any war. And will not take action. But if a war happens here, the one who will leave the war defeated will be the aggressive U.S.